I can say that after the auction yesterday. I'm very happy about that. I'm Laura Solomon. I am your board secretary. If you are new to East Shore, welcome. And we're happy to have you here. If you have any things that make noise, generally Jared's drums take care of themselves, but if you have something electronic that needs to be turned off, this would be a good time to turn the volume down on that. We ask if you would like, after the service, to please join us at coffee hour for, I almost said polite coffee, for coffee and polite conversation afterwards. And now, sharing the words of Reverend Chris Schreiner. Our denomination is unique because every Unitarian Universalist has the right to develop a personal philosophy of life without being told what to believe. We can learn from all philosophies and religions, and also from science and the arts. We explore important life issues in a caring community united by shared values rather than by shared theological opinions. And no matter what we do believe about theology or philosophy, we try to live a good life and leave the world better than we found it. Now let us be present for one another in worship and in love.
And if you would please rise as you are willing and able and open up your gray hymnal to number 175, we celebrate the web of life. For a little bit. So this is going to be a very interesting experience, and I hope it goes super excitingly as I have it all imagined in my head. But we're excited today to be welcoming lots of new members from the past several years. We're excited to have everyone who's been here for a long time here. We're excited that we're still under the beacon. We're excited that we had an auction yesterday. Lots of things to be excited about. And I think that's the big part of why we're here, to be excited about that journey that we're taking on together. Now, it is time to light our chalice, and I wonder if I might get John and Lovely to come up and light our chalice for us this morning, because we're so excited that Lovely is finally here. May the single flame we now kindle remind us that we are one, that the struggles and wounds of each of us impact us all. We grow together, we fail together, we move forward on the path only by walking side by side. By giving ourselves to the greater whole, we find ourselves again. May this morning help us take another step along our way. Thank you. So this is the part of our morning together where we recognize the things that excite us and the things that bring us pain, our joys and our cares. And one of the ways that we do that is by recognizing all of the things that we have written in this book that usually finds its home out on a pedestal in the narthex. And I looked at it this morning, and there's definitely stuff in here. Marge Hill's grandson, Kiernan Dillon, has passed his state board exams and is now a certified esthetician. You may remember him as an Irish dancer here at East Shore. So yay for him. There will be a celebration of life service for Pete Wise, Scott's uncle, Harry's brother, Saturday, May 11th from 3 to 6 at Bonneville Towers in Euclid. All are welcome. And thank you all who attended and volunteered for Bruce Katowski's memorial service. That's from Julia Katowski. So for these, as well as the goings-on in the world, particularly we keep in our hearts the victims and survivors of the most recent shooting at a synagogue out in near San Diego, for these and all things left unspoken, we will observe a moment of silence. And if you had a moment to grab one of the stones from the bowl, go ahead and take that out at this point. Or if you haven't had an opportunity yet, feel free to go and grab one now and hold on to it. And just feel that stone in your hand as you're observing this moment of silence. And when the singing bowl sounds, I will invite you to place your stone in the bowl so that it may become a part of our landscape here in the future. Please join me in placing your stones in the bowl. Now a prayer from Alex Capitan. Spirit of the universe, life force that flows through all beings, power beyond our knowing. We ask you to help us see beyond our dependence on opposites, to transcend our desire to know who is like us and who is not. Open us to the knowledge that in this room there are complexities and diversities of identities, beyond black and white, old and young, woman and man, poor and rich, uneducated and educated, disabled and able-bodied, gay and straight, ill and healthy, wrong and right, broken and whole. In this room, there are people who embody juxtaposition, who can tell stories written on their bodies about both and neither, who carry intimate pieces of the truth that there is no such thing as opposites. Spirit of many names and no name at all, help us find release from our belief that all things must be either or. This belief that walls us off from one another, ensnaring us in a battle of same versus different. Help us to open our minds to deeply listen and to truly know one another, finally glimpsing the kaleidoscopic beauty of the divine.
Good morning. My name is Patrick McGovern, and I am the chairperson of the membership committee of East Shore Unitarian Universalist Church. And at this time, I would like to ask all of the new members to come on up in front. As you're coming up, would you please feel free to take a box? That is yours to keep. You can come in this a little bit if you want, but it, you know, it's okay. We'll be fine. I know. I don't want to hide, so. Right. This morning, we're here to introduce and welcome 11 new members who have committed to our church and signed our membership book. It has been over 3 years since we have had a new member ceremony like this. And hopefully, we can once again make it a more regular occurrence. So. While joining this church as a member is not required to participate in most of our community life, the commitment undertaken when a new member signs our membership book is vital to our church. Equally significant is the commitment we as a congregation make to our new members as they join us. Our covenant to journey together promises that as we encounter the many joys and challenges in our future, both as individuals and a congregation, we will not meet them alone, but together. So let's meet our new members. Over here we have Maureen and Jerry Hulsenbeck. Maureen and Jerry say they were raised in North Central New Jersey. Both come from Irish Catholic families. Jerry's retired from IBM but does home energy audits part-time, which you'd know if you were at the auction last night. Maureen is a retired psychiatric nurse. They lived for 30 years in Pittsburgh, and it is there that they found the UU Church of the South Hills. They became members, and their daughter and son were involved in the RE program. They retired to Jefferson, Ohio in 2017 to live near their daughter, son-in-law, and two grandsons. In addition to being involved in their lives, they have a deepening interest in birding, hiking, kayaking, and gardening, and they're excited to be members of East Shore and look forward to meeting all of us. Welcome Maureen and Jerry. Barbara Phillips lived in Pennsylvania for over 70 years before moving to Breckenridge. which explains her love of Penn State and the Steelers. She was a speech and language pathologist in public schools. She has two children and three super grandchildren. She was raised Presbyterian and remained so for about 35 years. She finds Eshore a good fit for her beliefs and enjoys coming to church and feels the people here are sincere and interested in doing great work. Welcome, Barbara. Mary Mason. Mary was raised Catholic but became disenfranchised with the church. She has attended East Shore UU sporadically over the last 11 years with her daughter-in-law, and she has come to find that she has a spiritual home here. Welcome, Mary. Barbara and John Hansen. Barbara and John are retired and reside in Chardon. They were introduced to this church by members, and they have been very involved with our first Wednesday night service. Welcome, Barbara and John. Harvey Rubin. Harvey studied to be a social worker, but decided he wouldn't be a good one. Then he worked at a financial company, and he also worked at the now-defunct WELW radio. Harvey also drove a cab temporarily for 30 years. He decided to join after his son committed suicide, and he got so much support in the form of cards and calls and just talking with members of this church that he decided this was a community where he belonged. Welcome, Harvey. I've never seen this guy before in my life. Ian Griffith. Ian is a native Clevelander. He's currently unemployed and looking, hint, hint. Okay. He speaks fluent French, is the husband of our former board chair, Tiffany Griffith, and parent of the religious education's own Nate Griffith, who everybody, I'm sure, knows. He lives with both of them in Cleveland Heights. He really likes martial arts, and he was raised aggressively atheistic. Welcome, Ian. Another one you don't recognize, right? Jared Hammond. It's been that long since we had a new member ceremony, people. Okay. Jared was born in Kingston, New York, but has lived in Northeast Ohio since he was six. He sometimes runs in the morning, even though nothing is chasing him. He can solve a Rubik's Cube with two hands, one hand, or his feet. He has wrote to a member of Congress for the first time when he was 15 to make the case for Ohio to have a state muffin like New York State does. He was unsuccessful in effecting this change. Welcome, Jared. John Banks. John has actually been a member for several years now, too. John is a pagan practitioner and Pastafarian. John has recently brought his fiancée, lovely Lanza, to the U.S., and he and Lovely are planning to marry in July. Welcome, John. May Kowalki. May says she has spent her life questioning conventions, puzzling over what to believe about God, finding connection with her fellow humans, and preparing to be a mother. And she's now a mom to Sophia and Sarah over here, who I'm sure you already recognize. Theologically, she describes herself as a spiritual, humanist, secular, Unitarian. She wants to thank us for welcoming her to this community, and she looks forward to some rewarding journeys together. Welcome, May. Now we're going to make a covenant with words adapted from Reverend Laura Randall. And after I read this, you're going to, first the new members is first, and then you're going to respond, we will, and then the congregation. After I read that, you will respond, we will. So the first part is, new members, we are so glad to have you here with us and that you have chosen this community of fellow seekers to travel with you on your life journeys. Will you accept our gifts of fellowship, discovery, and service Will you offer us your unique presence and gifts? Will you add your name to the long history of Unitarian Universalist women and men who spread hope with our living faith? Will you engage with us as we seek to create a community and a world dedicated to love and justice?
We will.
Okay. Congregation, will you welcome these new members with the warmth and comfort of your fellowship? Will you seek to add your strengths and talents to the new gifts they bring us? Will you share our triumphs and our struggles as our community grows and changes?
We will.
Congratulations to all of you. Welcome as new members. And we're hoping we're going to have cake after service. Yes? Okay, I guess we're going to have cake after service. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can't we get that in writing?
But thank you very much.
How fun is that? I'm standing up here talking and stuff. Then I'm a new member. Now I'm back up here talking and stuff. In this room, there are people who embody juxtaposition. We were sitting in a board meeting back in March discussing the planning of our new member ceremony. And a few different dates in April were thrown around. And I said, it could be rather amusing to do it on the 28th, since I'm leading worship that day. And it was pretty instantly a hit in the room. It's just funny to watch someone lead the congregation in a prayer, then get up and be welcomed as the new guy, and then get back up and give the homily. And to hear now that I've, in a small way, helped plan my own welcome. Now, to be fair, as most of you know, I'm not exactly new. I did sign the book on April 23rd in 2017. So it's been a while since we've done this, as was mentioned. But it took some time and some pretty hard work to get to a place where we could welcome 11 new members. So good on us. In this room, there are people who embody juxtaposition. That's where all this started back in August. I led a worship service then at the end of August, and I chose the topic of brokenness. Brokenness, I argued, is not the opposite of wholeness. It's what leads us there. Our brokenness drives us together into this community, this whole community. But if that's what brokenness is, the catalyst for wholeness, the question remains, what is wholeness? Now, you might remember my example of brokenness. Let me show you. There it was at the end. Did you hear it? Listen carefully this time. At the end there, that note you're waiting so desperately for. Then it finally comes. And it fills the whole space. It takes up all of the time allotted to it, and not a second more, because it's a whole note in common time. Now, if you read music, you know what that means, but maybe you don't. And that's okay, because I wrote this part that I'm now reading to you, in which I'm going to explain to you what that means. Written music is divided into measures. Each measure is a small piece of a larger work of art we call music. And the size of a measure of music is determined by the time signature, the amount of time measured in beats contained within each measure. A measure of common time contains 4 beats. That's a measure of common time. Now, how many beats does a whole note have? That's right, 4. I just showed you 8. 4. So it fits perfectly into a measure of common time. So a whole note in common time uses all of the space allotted to for it. It's a whole note. And that's wholeness, filling up the space provided with beautiful music. So the perfect song, therefore, would be entirely whole notes in common time. Except it isn't. Because, if you recall, we're broken people. We've lost things along the way. Family and friends, safety and innocence, home and a sense of belonging, purpose and direction, things and ideas, faith and belief, routine and comfort. The list goes on and on. We are fractured pieces, some of us from our first breath into poverty, into skin this world wasn't built to celebrate, into a body that doesn't suit our soul. You can't do it all by yourself. You are not a whole note in common time. You are a quarter note in common time. One of four members of your standard nuclear family that makes you feel whole at home. You are an eighth note in 9/8 time. One of nine members of a sports team that makes you feel whole in body. You are a 16th note in 12/8 time. One of 24 musicians in a jazz ensemble that makes you feel whole in your hobbies. You are a 32nd note in 7/4 time. One of 56 worshipers in Sunday morning service that makes you feel whole in spirit. You are a 64th note in 5/4 time. One of 80 employees of whatever organization that makes you feel whole in your profession. You are a 128th note in a symphony. One of billions of people on the earth that makes you feel whole in the interdependent web of existence. You are a half note in 2/2 time. One in a couple that makes you feel whole in love and affection. And you are a whole note in common time. Because everyone is an expert in some little something that means something to everyone, something to someone. In this room, there are people who embody juxtaposition. And when you bring together our brokenness, our difference, all the different little pieces, and yes, not just the notes, even the rests and the time we need to heal. When all of that comes into balance, that makes all the difference in the world. The whole world. If you would please join in rising as you are willing and able and open up your teal hymnal to number 1031, Filled with Loving Kindness.
Be filled with loving kindness. May I be well.
So since we're all here together and trying our best to be whole, let us give of our whole. This month, our loose offering is shared with the Northeast Ohio Musical Heritage Association, which produces the Blue Sky Folk Festival, which started here at East Shore, as well as the Lake Erie Folk Festival. And its mission is to provide venues and opportunities for the performance, sustenance, and preservation of folk music in our region. Our goal is to create experiences that inspire a personal love and appreciation of folk music. So we encourage you to give generously. And if it's your first time here with us today, welcome. Please let the collection basket pass you as our guest. We're just happy you're here.
As a member of your Board of Trustees, I'd like to thank you for your attendance today and for all the gifts that you have brought with you. The gift of your presence, the gift of the care you give to each other, and the gift of the financial resources that you share with all of us. Please know that those financial resources are used with diligence and care by your Board of Trustees and the Finance Committee to help sustain this caring community.
Now sharing the words of the Reverend Joel Miller. We all know loss and pain. Let none of it divide us. In the rising sun today, let us do together what we cannot do alone. Roll away the stones that close our hearts.
Summer is a-coming in, loudly sing cuckoo. Groweth seed and bloweth meat and springeth wood anew. Sing cuckoo, you bleateth after lamb, calf bellows after cow. Bullock raiseth, buck to grazeth, very sing cuckoo. Summer is a-coming in, lovely sing cuckoo.
With meat and spring,
with sheet and blue, with meat and spring, with wood and new. Sing cuckoo, you
bleat
a after lamb, cat bellows
after
cow.
To graze
it, bullock graze it, buck to graze it, sorry, sing cuckoo. Summer is a-coming in, lovely sing cuckoo.
With
seed and blow with me and sing it blow and you. Sing cuckoo, you beat it after lamb, cat bellows after cow.
To graze it,
bullock graze it, buck to graze it, merry sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, well sing thou a cuckoo, and cease thy singing now. Cuckoo, cuckoo, well sing thou a cuckoo, here cease thy singing now.
So just a few announcements before we rise and join hands for our bond of union. Let's see here. After church today, there's supposed to be an RE meeting as well as a meeting of the Social Justice Council. This Wednesday, we've got grown-ups game time prior to first Wednesday night, May Day. Thursday, beverages and banter as well as Queer Eye for the Bible. Not sure where that one is. That one, it doesn't say. Should be at Kirtland Temple. Thank you. This Saturday in the morning, there is an all-church cleanup, and I'm told there's lots to do, so come do stuff. And then later in the afternoon at 3 p.m. is the memorial for Marilyn Barber. And then we got a notice as well. There's a memorial service for Lainey K. Warren on Saturday, May 4th at 2 p.m. At the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Cleveland. Lainey was a longtime member of the society and attended East Shore for a time as well. If any desire to make a memorial donation, you may do so to Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio. So with that, as you are willing and able, if you would please rise and join hands with those around you if you feel up to doing so, and we will recite our bond of union.
We join hands in Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, pledging ourselves to an individual religious freedom which transcends all creeds, not to think alike, but to journey together.